worldwide, Europe, Africa, Asia or America, wherever you travel, call the trusted travel experts on 3832 3618.
12 minutes to 9, Wednesday morning is Travel Morning. Conor McGee joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Maura.
What you got for us today?
Oh my goodness, we have so much to get through, and very quickly, starting off a little bit closer to home, London short breaks. Ever popular, but for those who aren't going to go abroad this summer, it could be an idea before the Olympics, of course. But to start off, two nights in London in a three-star hotel with free tickets for Wizard of Oz, departing on the 3rd of July. It's £99 per person. Now, that includes your accommodation, and obviously there's free tickets, and just add on a cheap flight to London.
So that's not what kind of level accommodation is it?
That's a three-star hotel in Central London, Mark.
In Central London, yeah. So and
three nights.
And two nights.
Two nights
for £99, including your theatre ticket.
Indeed, yeah. And it's on the 3rd of July, so...
Because theatre tickets are usually about 30, 40 quid.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, at least.
It's a bargain, for sure.
And can you get a flight to London sort of at this late notice, about the 2 or 3 weeks out? What kind of price would you be expecting to pay?
I would think, you know, if you shop around between all of them, you're probably going to be somewhere between £100, £150. Return, I would imagine.
It's okay. So say 150 plus your 100. That's 250 for two nights in London with a theatre break.
Exactly.
Yeah, not bad.
Something different.
Yep, carry on.
Other, obviously, musical London are there, including Rock of Ages, which is quite appropriate at the moment. Again, it's based on early July. Again, it's 199. That's a four-star hotel.
Okay.
Other options are private tours of the Houses of Parliament and Harrods Champagne Tea and Tour.
That's...
very fancy. Uh-huh. But if you do want to get a bit of sunshine, assuming there isn't going to be any in London, and your bags are packed, if you can go tomorrow, Portugal from Belfast is £269.
Okay.
Or also tomorrow, Lanzarote is £299. And there are a vast array of other options throughout the rest of June for around £299.
That's self-catering, yeah.
Self-catering. If you do have to go in July, for example, the 6th of July, Costa Dourada from Belfast is £399. Other destinations at £399 include like Ibiza on the 25th of July, Gran Canaria on the 28th of July, and Turkey on the 22nd and 29th of July. But on the family front, Morris, I thought I'd highlight a couple going out peak weekend, 6th and 13th of July. These are from Dublin, and they're working out very good value due to the really good exchange rate at the minute between the pound and the euro.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, Turkey, for a family of three, two adults and a child, £1,099, and Ibiza is £1,199. Going out on those both those weekends, and Zante was coming in at £999. Zante in Greece,
and that's for three,
and you can add on £200 or £300 extra, I suppose, for a second child if needs be. But the one that I suppose caught my eye most of all was Sharm El Sheikh in Egypt, out of Dublin direct on the 11th of July, all inclusive for a family of three for £1,399. And that's basically, you don't have to spend a penny when you're there.
Indeed, yep.
Very, very good value. Moving on to Orlando, 4th of July, direct from Belfast for 2 weeks, including transfers and accommodation, obviously, coming in at £869 per person based on a family of four.
Okay.
But then on to cruises. Now, whilst there are lots of cruises throughout the summer, I think you highlighted it earlier when we talked about London, getting a flight in the very last minute is difficult, and therefore cruises need to be booked further in advance to get the best deal. So, for example, two nights in New York and then flying down to Orlando for five nights before boarding Freedom of the Seas for a seven-night cruise around the Caribbean. Going on the 30th of September comes in at $1,349. Now, that's a 14-night holiday, under £100 a night.
Indeed, yep.
So, you know, worth considering. But
and that's pretty much, you know, that's all your food and board as well, obviously.
It will be for the 7 nights on board the cruise, yes.
Yeah.
If you are into your fine wines and you want to go on a cruise with Oz Clark from the TV, there is a 12-night immersive wine cruise.
I love it.
Immersive, that's taking it a bit too far.
Well, that's exactly the term that he's using, immersive. So he's going to immerse you possibly in knowledge as well as the wine, but there's lots of classes on board in terms of introduction to French wine and cheese pairings and all this. There's a lot of people interested in this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
It's going out of Belfast on the 13th of October, fly down to Southampton, and then 12 nights down, stopping at different places along the way in Spain and France, and excursions out to wine regions within, like Bordeaux, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's £899 for the 12 nights, including flights from Belfast, which is £75 a night, and that includes all your food and all the knowledge that Oz is going to impart.
And some wine.
And some wine, of course, as well.
That's pretty good, actually. £900 for, you know, because cruises are expensive-ish, you know.
They are.
And forgetting all that as well on top, yeah.
I think it is good value because it's the time it's going. It's 13th of October. You are going down through the Bay of Biscay, which, you know, it's not the calmest of waters even in the summer. So you need to be someone who likes cruising and has obviously cruised quite a bit in the past. But that's certainly something to consider.
You need to fortify your stomach and your wine.
Well, it does call it Porto, by the way.
All right. Okay. And finally?
Finally this week, I will mention a New York trip going on the 21st of February from Dublin on this occasion. 3 nights at a 4-star hotel in Times Square. £559 and pick up some New Year bargains.
Okay, those are the deals. They're all up on the website, u105.com/travel. Connor, thank you.
U105 travel deals with Pinnacle Worldwide. Spring, summer, autumn or winter, whenever you travel. Visit the trusted travel experts at pinnacleworldwide.co.uk.